Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back to the Lads Podcast, where we're all about the big engines, the big yarns, and even bigger adventures.
And speaking of adventures, a massive shout out to Jai and Brendan at Black Cat Civil. Without them, none of this would be possible.
That's right. Thanks to Black Cat Civil, we had the unreal opportunity to capture our 2025 Tats Fink Desert Race, and mate, what a ride.
Absolute chaos in the best way. We also teamed up with the legends at Peak Productions to capture the whole experience. From the racetrack, in the pits, behind the scenes, pretty much all the highs and lows of racing.
Yeah, that's right, Stiffy. And now we've got a three-part series coming live for our subscribers over on Patreon. So if you want to see the dust, the dramas, and a few too many questionable decisions, jump over there and check it out.
You will definitely feel like you are riding shotgun with us. So jump onto our Facebook or Instagram page to find the Patreon platform link in our bio.
So again, a massive thanks to Black Cat Civil and Noel from Peak Productions for making this all happen. Rightio, let's get into today's episode.
Yo!
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, girl.
Strap in, legends, because it's time to get out of your heads and get into the sheds with the Lads Podcast. Hello. Hey. My name's Bruce.
Bruce?
Oh, no. That's how that fucking movie Shark Tales.
Oh,
hello, my name's Bruce.
Fuck, I haven't seen Shark Tales. Is that Finding Nemo?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. Might watch it tonight, actually.
Are you?
I don't know. Give it a go.
Righto.
How are you, bros? Oh, actually, fucking, what do we do first?
Sorry. Yep. Oh, I'll just open the fucking door. Mate, I'm good. I'll just crack this, eh?
Not bad.
Not a bad little crack.
Oh, that's a winner.
That's good. And Pinky's back in the studio.
Hey. Fuck, how you going, lads?
How are you, Pinky?
Hey, Pinky.
Good.
Welcome.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers. Up your bum.
Cheers.
Your bum,
cheers, boys. Cheers, mate. Well done. Fucking get that into you.
What have we got here first? We got a, you pronounce it because you can read the English.
Fucking Japanese.
Monsuta.
Monsuta. Okinawa Dry Premium Draft. And they've got a big sumo wrestler on the front. Stiffy's just pointed out she's a, it's only a 2%er.
Yeah.
Two standard drinks.
It is a big can, but yeah.
Yeah, when the dust settles, take a moment to honour the legacy of the Monsuta with a smooth, crisp and refreshment. Monsuta Okawara Dry is brewed using the finest quality ingredients to create a dry lager of unseen magnitude. Giant size taste in a fucking giant size can.
I'll tell you what, it's not bad. I rate it. Mm. I don't mind it. That's a it's a nice beer.
I tell you what, I'm glad I got it in a stubby cooler because the fucking, like, if it gets hot, I reckon it tastes like shit.
Oh, hot beer.
You've got to drink it quick,
mate.
Hot beer always tastes like shit.
Mate, life is way too short to drink hot beer.
Exactly. Where's your fucking stubby? Oh, I stole your fucking stubby cooler. Here, have this one.
Dude. Thanks, mate.
No worries. I put two on the table. And had a third one over here.
Mate, before we talk too much more bullshit, we should get into our socials and thank everyone that's fucking replying and
absolutely
and spoken on
it. It's been going pretty good, eh?
Yeah.
Like, we're up to, this is episode 96, so it's been fucking awesome to get to this stage.
Yeah.
But we just seem to, not only the socials, but the Spotify and the listeners, fuck, it's going off.
It's just growing. So thanks to everyone that's tuning
absolutely.
In and listening.
So, cheers to them, eh?
Yeah.
Fucking cheers to you guys out there in the listener world.
Lads.
Up your bums.
We'll have a drink for you. Let's have a little fucking...
Let's have a little sip.
For the listeners, yeah. Mm. That's for you guys.
Because we need an excuse.
So yeah, the socials have been going good. Yeah. Facebook, the Instagram... The TikTok, that's our socials, and then you got Spotify and Apple Podcasts. where you can listen to us. And then they also get uploaded to a YouTube. You can listen to the audio on YouTube. So it's fucking going banger.
And watch on Patreon.
And also watch it on Patreon. Yeah. Not all the episodes are up there yet. I'm in Slack, but you'll see them eventually. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, and with the other exciting news, we're all our hats, they're in.
Oh, yes. So we massive shout out to CTC.
Yeah. Done us a solid there, and we've got a lot of hats there. So, and you've been working on this.
So, a bit of an update on the Shopify. Everyone out there's been kind of like poking us in the ribs for a while now. Hey, where can I get a hat? Blah blah blah. So, like, righto, let's set up a shop. You've got the hat sorted. We've got them in stock. There's a fair few hats there.
Yep, 100 exactly.
There's 100.
Well, 99 because I stole one.
Yeah. So Shopify is 99% done. You won't be when you listen to this tomorrow, as in Thursday today. When you're listening to it, the Shopify is not actually active yet. It's 99% done. I've got to give a massive shout out to Dave at Right Lane Media. He's been helping me out fucking massively. Yep. So there's a carton of Better Beer coming your way, bruh.
Nice.
And he's helped us out. So he's done all his work. It's now back onto me to finalize the back end with some payment stuff. Because you guys need to pay us, of course. You can get in there, you can actually put it in the shopping cart, but then it won't let you go any further. So I've got to sort that crap end out. So that's all done.
Yep.
Or nearly. So I reckon by the time you hear episode 97, which will be the next episode, it should be all done.
Yep.
And then all of our listeners, anyone that wants a shirt or wants a hat, that's the two items on there at the moment. You can buy them. Dave will hook you up and we'll send them out pretty quickly. So this isn't a pre-sale. This will just go live.
Yep.
We'll have fucking shirts ready to go. And then we'll obviously add to that over the time with singlets and
stubby coolers
and flannos when we get into next year with winter and things like that. It's just going to become a bigger and bigger shop. But we'll start off with just a hat and stubby cooler, hat and shirt.
Yep. So keep your eyes peeled.
Absolutely. You'll see it on the socials. We'll drop all of that as well. What else we got? Oh, mate, this weekend, before we get into too much, this weekend we've got Noah from Peak Productions coming back out with us because we spoke about, I think we've been quiet on this sort of thing for the last few potties, but I made a bet with you about my nipples because you did it for the Don River Dash.
And then Willie rang in and said, this is not fair. Stiffy needs to have a go now.
Exactly. So we came up with it a fair while ago, maybe about 2 months ago, when we cut back from Don River. We're like, all right, let's do a clay shooting fucking competition. And if you beat me, I'm going to get my nipple pierced. Yep. Just the one.
They're getting pierced.
Just the one?
No, both.
Oh.
And I want a chain between it.
Fuck off.
Yeah, nah. And I'm going to lead you around like a little pony.
So we've been planning this and we're done.
Yep.
We're actually doing it this weekend coming. So that'll be the whatever date that is. What's today's date?
Is it the 15th? I think it is. So that's what I told Saturday. Everyone. So
this Saturday.
Yeah.
And we're going to make a bit of a day out of it. Yeah. We'll bring Noah. He's all.
We're
going to
have a lads' day.
Absolutely.
And there'll be laddesses there too. So there'll be a few ladies there as well. So we'll get in.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I am too, mate. It's
we've actually got we got two of these machines where you put the clays in the machine and they fling out instead of doing the old-fashioned hand throwing. So that's going to be cool. So how do you feel about, like, we'll have to have a few competitions, but the end of the day competition is our competition, I think. Like, we'll leave that to the end. We've got our eye in. Pressure's on.
The barrels will be warm.
Oh, everything's going to be smoking.
Yeah. Well, is she going to be the best of 25?
We'll have to decide that.
We'll have to work out the rules. So we'll have to do a proper ruling.
But at the end of the shooting day, we'll do a one-on-one, just you and me. Yep. And if you beat me, my nipples are getting pierced.
Yeah.
Which will be included in the vlog. Won't be getting pierced that day because we'll have to get that done professionally. But anyway, that's the gist of it. We're going to go shooting. Pinky, you're coming out?
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm coming.
Excellent.
Yeah. I'm not missing this.
Yeah. There's a few other lads coming out that have...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We've G'd up with them, so that's going to be good. So yeah, that's coming up this weekend. Fucking stoked. And thanks Noah from Peak Productions for jumping back on board and
absolutely
going to wave his magic wand and make us a vlog. And that will end up on our Patreon site. The full vlog will be ended up on our Patreon site, and we'll have little snippets go out on YouTube and on our socials.
Yep, absolutely.
Ha!
So yeah, mate, fucking things are moving. They're fucking snowballing, aren't
they? Oh, they are.
And even the year's snowballing too. Like, it's fucking fucked, mate. It's just about fucked.
I know. One more thing before we move on to the normal show to get it out. We are celebrating our 100th episode this year because we're recording 96 right now. So in four more episodes is 100th. We've got a date booked, which is the 29th of November. Is that right it is?
I think so.
Yeah, 29th of November, which is only 2 weeks away this Saturday.
Yeah.
So we're going to pre-record it because the logistic-wise, I don't think we'll have 99 out by then, but we're just going to record our 100th and we'll drop it when 100 comes along. But we've booked the date in.
It's going to be a big day.
We've booked the venue, which I might keep a bit squirrely.
Yeah, we'll keep that on download, but we'll be able to invite everyone then.
Well, that's the thing.
Everyone can come.
All of our listeners, put a save the date in your phone, 29th of November. Don't book anything. If you want to come along, by all means, we're going to have, it's going to be at a venue where, you know, you'll be able to have a drink. We'll probably just leave it at that.
Yep.
And it's penciled in. It's going to be an afternoon thing. It's a Saturday afternoon. No excuses. Come along, meet and greet us.
Yep.
It's going to be fucking epic. So
it certainly will.
29th of November is our 100th episode recording.
Yep.
And I think it's going to get sideways. Are you ready for it?
Oh yeah.
Because
I've been training.
I only just told you this like off air 10 minutes ago where we're doing it.
Yeah, I know. It's fucking exciting.
Is it going to be the Christmas party and the 100th in one, you reckon?
Oh, I think, well.
Fuck, mate.
Why not?
Yep. 100%.
Why not?
We should do.
Fucking oath. So,
you're an ideas man. That's why we got you on board.
Absolutely. So anyway, there's some big news. Our little podcast is going quite well on our socials. It's going very well on Instagram. I tell you what, the Kiwis and the USAers, fucking amazing the numbers we're getting out of USA, and the Kiwi bros fucking love yous. Just missing one little ingredient, I guess, is a call in from you guys.
Yeah, come on guys, fire up.
Yeah
fucking
smashes.
Give us a fire up. Barney, how do anybody be involved with the show?
Okay, so what you do is you get out your Nokia 3610, you punch into your voice recorder. Excuse me, that was a bit burpy.
There's another one.
Send a message on there. I'm going to start again.
Right, I'll go for it. I'll edit that out.
No, you're not. Anyway, voice recorded message, send it over to theladspoddy@gmail.com.
Fuck yeah, that's it. Yep. Send us in a voice recording. If you've listened to our episodes, you know how they go. Give us a fuck off. Give us a joke. Give us a rant. Call in and tell me I'm a fuckhead. Whatever, I don't give a shit. Just, I want to hear your voice.
I've got a fuck off.
Oh, so do I. Have you got one?
Oh, I've got lots.
Oh, have you? Mate,
let's do a fuck off.
Oh, are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Jeez, you just dropped me in the deep end, didn't you? There it is.
Do you want to play a game? It's called Fuck Off. You go first.
Yeah, hit me, Braz.
Rightio. To the dead set doll fingering fuckwit. At Bow Desert fucking Coles or Woolworths. Coles. Yeah, Coles.
Coles.
I parked the rapey van.
Oh, no.
Next to them, they parked a little bit shit. I still gave them enough room and on the passenger side. So they, I went in there to buy flowers from that. It was after the podcast.
Oh.
That we done last one, November.
Yep. Oh, for a birthday.
Yeah, for a birthday. So I ran in, grabbed some flowers, chucked them in the thing, come back out. And the whole thing's been fucking keyed.
Oh, what?
Hey?
Keyed and fucking kneed in the fucking thing. So whoever done it, I hope you get fucking ankle cancer and your fucking chickens turn into emus and kick your dunny door down.
What
you dead set dogs.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Fucking good key too, so.
Oh, that's fucked.
So that can fuck off. Anyone that goes and touches anyone else's personal property, just as whatever's going on in your life, I actually feel fucking sorry for you that you would have to go and do that to someone else's vehicle.
Yeah.
That's just a dog act.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
Oh,
and it's on my Esky side too, where my fridge is. So I go to that nearly every afternoon.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And now I see it every afternoon.
So is this the one long line or is there multiple?
It's a fucking squiggly one.
Good squiggly one. Oh.
Yep. So if anyone actually fucking seen it, it was on the 2nd of November. Fucking reach out.
Coles.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So
double park from now on.
Fuck. Do you,
it's still happening.
You don't have to, though.
You don't. No. You shouldn't have to. But, yeah, there's obviously something's going on in those persons' lives that they think that that's an okay thing to fucking do to someone.
My car got done years ago, probably when the kids were at primary school. The back, just the tailgate. So someone's walked around the back and just done from taillight to taillight, just as they walk, just stuck it out and right down the side. And you're just like, you fucking cockheads. Cockheads. Like, you fuck off.
Dolphins.
You want to catch him in the act and seriously punch the fuck out of him. You want to shove your fucking fist down their throat and pull their fucking agates up.
I'll tell you what, that duct tape and fucking zippy ties would have come in handy in that van.
Fucking oath it would have. Yeah.
Take him down the road.
I would have met you down there
down
with fucking
station.
Pluck him like a fucking chicken, the cunts.
Don't be a fuckwit. And if your life's that bad, fucking, I don't know. I'm not going to say what I was fucking thinking, but yeah.
What a fucking bunch of wanks.
You can fuck off. That's my fuck off.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Anyway. My fuck off is fucking hoodies. Not so much the hoodies, but the fuckwits that are walking around Bow Desert at the moment. It's fucking 36 fucking degrees.
Bullshit.
And there's cunts in hoodies. Like fucking jumpers and shit. Like what the... What the actual fuck?
Cracktivities.
What the... Like, and this is, it's not like it's 6 o'clock in the morning when, okay, the temperature's a little bit coolish. Like, I'm walking around in fucking shirt at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's a balmy fucking 18 degrees. It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
But this,
lovely weather.
Is like 10:30 in the morning. It's fucking hot as fuck. And you see these cunts walking down the road with a fucking hoodie on. It's like, what the fuck?
I think Pinky's picked it. Cracktivities. Yeah.
Something in the
off
water.
Off their fucking heads. Those people can fuck off.
Yep.
Because that just, I don't know if I'm stereotyping somebody, like, yep, crackheads or whatever. Or if they're fucking, like, there's not, I don't know. It's just like, and the sweat that they must be pissing out. Like, they're not training either. It's not like they're doing, going for a run and they're trying to sweat out fucking shit. They are just fucking cockheads.
Have they got the big Wu-Tang Dada jeans on as well?
Some, not all of them, but you know, you just see a random one every now and then, and most of them only wear like little shorts. But they, what the fucking hoodie on?
Yeah, no.
It's like, what the fuck?
Fuck off!
Fuck them cunts!
Put them in mothballs and put them in the fucking in the. Oh,
so hoodies in summer? Fuck off!
Yeah.
Imagine the stench.
Oh.
The stink that.
Oh, can I do one more fuck off?
I'm fucking the table's open, bruh.
Oh, mate, there's fucking stuck a dead cane toad in my fucking crane. Last week, you can fuck off too in the afternoon.
They stink.
Oh, can't.
They stink.
I thought when I opened up the door and I walked, I went, oh, I must have fucking dropped my guts or something in here. I said, no, surely my ass is not that fucking rank.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there and just going, and it was fucking right in the middle of pre-start. So everyone was there and it was just fucking, it just, reeked.
Oh,
I know exactly who it is too.
Well, you can fuck off.
We
used to spray them with the old Dettol, you know, and we just fucking, they just fucking, you know. But if you don't go around after a couple of days and pick the bastards up, holy, you walk past one, you're just like, dang, fuck, man.
Stink ass.
You stink, man. Like, bad.
Yeah,
like
no good.
Like, death.
Yeah.
Like,
bad.
Oh,
yeah.
The bacteria in those fuckers.
Yeah. Man, I had to go to the toilets and fucking knock off one of those bottles of fucking freshener. And
just fucking spray it.
It was a good half hour before I could get in the cunt. And it was only in there because he...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
He chucked him in with a pair of gloves. So, no, he had a pair of gloves and he chucked him in the window of the crane.
Yeah, right.
And I got one and threw it out, but didn't get the other one. So, and that one had the deceased cane toad in it.
Oh.
Dirty, stinking fucking things. fucks.
Or
so anyway, you can fuck off too.
All right. Have you got any fuck offs before we move on?
Yeah, I've got a handful, but particular.
Give them to us.
Logan City Council. Mm-hmm. Or, well, it might be them or Main Roads, whoever it is, looks after the roads. But why the fuck are they ripping up Millstream Road at Cedarvale Road intersection?
Yeah.
It's completely fine.
Yeah.
Everything else is fucked.
Yeah.
But they rip up the perfectly fine bit.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's because it's easier. Actually, we know a bloke in the council. We might ask him.
Oh, it does my head in when you see they do a section of road and you think, and I've seen it in Brisbane too, where they just reseal a section of road that you're just like, man, there was nothing wrong with this road. What the fuck?
Yeah.
There's other parts that are fucked. Yeah.
Don't worry
what
about
are
the
you
other
thinking?
Other pothole up the road there that you lose your front tire in.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, one thing, Logan City, they spend money on their roads, right? Because Millstream Road, excuse me, is Logan Council until you get to the Versdale bit where
the top of the hill.
You know where I'm talking about.
Yeah. And then it turns,
into Scenic Rim, and all those fuckers do is spread mud around and fucking fix the shoulders, and then it rains and it fucks up again, and you got this goat track as a fucking road that's fucking like how many houses we put in over the last 20 years. It's a fucking joke. So Logan City, you can fuck off, but Scenic Rim, you guys are fucking idiots.
Yeah. Who the fuck spreads topsoil over the shoulders before the rain comes?
Scenic Rim Council. Well, I mean, but it's not the council workers. They've contracted that out to whoever. Oh, those cockhead cunts, motherfuckers. There's one guy in a blue tipper on that job, and they've been getting rid of the old, like, you know, when they rip up the old shit and they take it away, they normally use it as landfill somewhere. Well, I won't name any names, but I know a person that's going, yeah, all right, you can dump some fucking shit up here. No worries, bruh. The cockhead in the blue dump truck, put your bin down, bruh, before you fucking drive off because there's power lines and you ripped the fucking power lines off, didn't you?
Oh, that's a box.
Fucking or cockhead. 10.
That's good. Yeah, definitely a fucking box.
Absolutely ripped the fucking power line off.
The old mud carters.
He just he kept going. Didn't even know he did it. He's like, fucking you cockhead.
They are simple creatures.
Yeah.
Shout out to the mud carters. Fucking only taking the piss out of you. So. Yeah.
There's
so
some you good ones, but there's a lot of shit
fucking
ones.
Put your fucking bin down.
Put your bin down, bruh.
Bruh.
Bruh. Was it Raj?
It was, well, I don't know.
It was fucking,
and you know
what?
I've been back past there a couple of times and I haven't seen the blue truck back. So he might have got the fucking ass.
He might have got,
DCM. Yeah, it's like, fuck off. Don't come back Monday. So that was piss funny. But I know the landowners and it's like, yeah, they had to fucking hook up the generators, keep the fridge running because they didn't get the power on for, I think it was about 2 days. Energex had to come out, put a new pole in, run fucking line.
That's shocking.
Like, fucked it. Just fucking dragged the whole fucking power lines down the road, you silly cunt.
She's an agricultural setup by the looks of that. That road works.
Fuck
that's
off.
Fucking dead set shocking, mate. So
anyway, there's
no
your
good.
There's your fuck off session. I'm happy. I'm better now. You guys good?
Yeah, great.
What was that?
I said it's dead set fucking shocking.
I missed it like that. Yep.
Yeah, I
fucking
missed it.
Straight over.
I was wondering what you're doing. I thought it came in your
that's
hair.
That's why I'm like, fuck, I missed
I'll
something.
Just fucking sit here and look pretty.
Yeah, well, he's not a bright spark, that's for sure.
Oh, did ya?
Or striker.
Did ya?
I wish he's fucking all his tyres. You know when lightning hits, they blow out the fucking tyres?
Yeah.
Be fucking be cool if they blow out all their fucking tyres. If you hit a power line, just poof.
Oh, what about the rain and the cactus flowers?
I've got a cactus update.
Have you?
Yes. All right. So,
you got photos?
I actually asked for a photo today.
There's big rain coming to you this weekend. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, cactus update. Now, I want to go back to the last weather system we had just to give you an idea because we talked about what, you know, what do you call it?
Mare's tails.
And then the jet streams with the planes and rah, rah, rah. And there were some other things.
Black cockatoos. Yep.
This one was the cactus, right? And that there's some buds. Anyway, let's go back to the 30th of October, which is what? It's only fucking
2 weeks.
2 weeks ago where we had that rain. The cactus has 3 flowers on it, which were buds last week, and another 3 buds forming. So, this is a text message I'm reading. So I'm going to say approximately 50 to 60 mils to come during the week, including today's rain. All right. So that was sent to me 2 weeks ago. Then we got the rain. We got falls of 10 mils one day, 20 mils the next, and 15 mils on day three, which accrued to 45 mils. So he was nearly on it. It was 50 to, he was gauging 50 to 60 before the rain came, and he got 45. Fast forward to today. Update, cactus update. One flower, which was from the 20 mil rain we had Saturday night, and there's another two buds forming. So I'm going to say 25 to 40 mils from Friday to this Monday. We'll see how it develops. So the cactus is on track to we're getting up to 40 mils.
Tanks are going to be filled.
Tanks are already full.
Ours are all full now.
Tanks are already full.
After I got fucking water off our mate Sloshy. Thank you, Sloshy, for coming out and fucking filling us up.
Oh, good on you, Roberto. Yeah. So that, if you don't know what we're talking about, go back a few episodes and talk and have a listen about, you know, the predictor.
Mm.
And this is the cactus.
So maybe they need to get rid of the weatherman at fucking Channel 7 and Channel 10 and just fucking put a cactus there.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah.
Well, we're going to either prove the cactus is got some sort of, I don't know, warrantable fucking knowledge, or if the cactus is just fucking...
I believe in that shit, eh?
Well, yeah. We're testing it out.
Yep.
The guy that, well, my brother, that's fucking giving us the cactus update, he swears by it.
Mm.
We'll have to get him on.
Get him
so
on.
Anyway, there's the that's the cactus update. And there's a whole heap of fuck off. So anyone that wants
yeah,
to...
Yeah, we need to do just a fuck off show now. Yeah. A little bit, so...
There's a sample of fuck-offs. I want to hear a Kiwi fuck-off.
Get some call-ins with the fuck-offs.
Yeah, exactly. Just, I want to hear the Americans that are listening. Fucking give us a fuck-off.
Yeah, we don't care what it's about.
No.
You just fucking...
Just send them in.
Rant and rave. And it actually feels better. I nearly fucking rang in for that when they keyed the car.
That's fucked.
I was nearly going to record it because I was fucking dirty.
Fuming.
Have you heard how some people have bad road rage? There was this one lady, she had... canned cat food in her car. So when she, you know, someone would tailgate her or cut off, she would crack a can of cat food and then throw it at her on the way past.
Really?
Nice. Yeah. Apparently cat milk.
Cat food.
Yeah. So I was thinking, like, because there's some fuckwit drivers out there getting the old Snappy Tom soft pouches because then you can't do much damage and then just rip the top off of them and then just throw them at them.
The old Snappy Tom. There's going to be a fucking spike in Snappy Tom sales. Go get fucking chairs.
Or if you really do something bad, then you're getting a tin.
Yeah. Just throw it at them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Holy fuck. Man, I'm just now picturing driving down the road and a fucking Snappy Tom cam open just comes and smears all over my fucking windscreen. Yeah. It would seriously make a fucking mess.
It would.
I don't think it'll clean off too easy because it's that oily fucking... Yeah. It's got all that oily jelly in it. It's And if you don't clean it off, it would fucking stink too.
Oh, you could pierce it too and leave it in the sun for a while and then fucking make sure it's in the Ziploc bag and then chuck it at it.
Or another good one to get back of them, if you know where the car park, you'd like get a bag of prawns, leave them out in the sun or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just pierce the bag and run the juice all down the front of the windscreen in them vents. Yep.
Same as milk too. That's what I was going to say. Fucking pour a bit of milk in there.
You can't get rid of that
smell. Actually, there you go. Fucking ring in and tell us what your fucking go-to is to fucking get someone back.
Have you ever been...
Like cane toads?
Have you ever been fucked over? Like as your car... Like you got fucked over the key, but with a smell... With something stinky?
Nah, not stinky.
The other one is those... You know those little packets of butter you get at the...
Like at fucking
restaurants,
single-use ones.
Single-use ones. So you get those and chuck in there too. So once they fucking...
Oh, they pop.
They pop. And
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Mate, you can't get that stank out. It's fucking that stank staying.
You can't get that stunk out.
Stunk out.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Staying.
I got egged one night, but the whole street got egged. You know, it wasn't just a fucking one off thing. It was fucking eggs. But eggs fucking eat your paint.
Yep.
And a brake cleaner. What is it? Brake fluid.
Yeah. Is it what?
Yeah, because brake fluid eats the paint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what the fuck's egg got into it?
Egg whites eat the paint as well.
Ah, oh, is it?
He was comparing eggs to eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
Eggs to apples.
Need another drink.
What the fuck?
Do ya?
Yeah.
Do ya?
Fucking let's get another one then.
I've been thirsty. I've been digging like fuck today.
Oh, I saw some of your trench work. I tell you what, that trench work you do. Did you see that trench work? Hang on. We'll get grab a piss. Hang on. We'll talk about this when we come back. Hang on a sec. Fucking let's go, Brad.
Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business, branding, party favors, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life. Yeah, fucking trench porn. That fucking photo you sent today of your trench work, man, you can trench. Fuck me.
A little bit, yeah. YouTubed it.
Did you?
I YouTubed it.
Is that, so where you're working over there at the old Bilba, that's why you went to the Bilba fucking tavern, because you're only just fucking there.
Yeah.
That soil that you're working in, is that kind of easy digging? I saw you had the tiger.
Sort of fill. Yeah, the tiger some of it's on. Fill, some of it's not as natural.
There's not a lot of rock over there?
Oh, there is, yeah, but I'm not in rock, so it's not too bad. Still can free dig it pretty easy.
Oh, what do you mean you're in the fill? It's where they actually fill to get it level.
Yeah.
As in like, yeah.
Yeah, so I've
so it's actually not
put
too
like
bad.
2 or 3 metres of fill on it.
Gotcha.
Right out. So anyone that doesn't know, so Pinky's an excavator operator, not a driver. Operator, he's number fourth in the world.
I reckon if Trev saw your fucking trench today, he'd be like, fucking hell.
Have to be at least number three.
Number three, yeah.
Yeah, right.
100%. So yeah, he fucking 34 tonner?
36
tonner. Big so boys. Big girl.
Yeah, medium size.
Big girl gotta eat.
Well, it's got a big oven and it's a cat cooker.
Certainly does. So we've got got another video coming in speaking about the cat cooker too.
Oh.
From someone with a bit of competition.
Is that a fish?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, did you actually...
Oh, listen to the podcast, yeah.
Did I actually say it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, sorry.
Which podcast? Oh, our podcast.
Our podcast. Oh,
did you? Oh, fuck, I didn't hear it.
I don't think I fucking said that, sir.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did.
Oh, there you go. Anyway, it is, sir. There you go. So,
Jesus.
So, Jack, yeah, so this is a call out for you,
oh,
Jack.
Oh, yes.
You're going to have to fucking get on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, get your fucking cat cookers. He's not on a cat though. Did you say he's a Tashi or something?
No, I think Jack is in the cat. So oh, right. Yeah, we'll find out. So you'll do a few more call-ins.
Cat 2.0.
Yeah,
cool.
Send them in,
mate.
Fucking oath. What's the latest you've been doing with your cat cooking? You did another.
There's lots of stuff. It's been a while, but there's pork chops, there's sausages, more sausages.
And not only the cat cooker, you bought a new implement.
I bought a new barbecue, yes.
Ooh, yeah,
called it the big dog.
It is the big
it's
dog.
It's already got a couple of stickers on it too, I say.
Yeah, there's a few stickers on it. So I end up buying the Weber Slate griddle, 36 inch. So she's a big 4 burner.
Yeah.
36 inches of hot plate.
36 wow, inches of pure meat cooking hot plate.
Yeah. Probably chuck a whole pig in that.
You could do some fucking damage on a Saturday afternoon.
Probably family three on there, I reckon.
Yeah.
What was the first thing you cooked on it?
Bacon eggs.
Yep.
Yeah. It was a bit overkill for bacon eggs, but it came out pretty good.
You got a lot of real estate there anyway for bacon and eggs.
It's had the full work over pretty much now. It gets used at least twice a week, so it's unreal.
Yeah.
So I need to get back into that. I need to get back into cooking on the barbecue.
Do you?
Yep.
Well, it's
I used to do it all the time. But
it's this time of year where it needs to be. Like winter is like, fuck it. But spring, summer, autumn, fuck yeah, get it out, bruh.
Yeah, we had the barbecue the other week when that big storm come through. It was like, righto, barbecue, because if we lose power, we're going to be up shit creek. So
yeah,
had a barbecue, didn't lose power, but we lost power the night before. So I don't know. But anyway, it's still good. Can't go wrong with a good barbecue. No.
And it's all flat plate. You don't have grill.
No, she's solid hot plate.
She's solid hot plate.
All 36 inches.
Cook up a fucking mean feed.
Oh, yeah.
Feed an army.
You can cook everything in once. It's so good.
That was one thing that I was looking forward to doing the 100th here, was getting Pinky to do a bit of a fucking cook-up. But, yeah, I'm more excited. Not Nothing against you. Maybe we can chuck you in the kitchen.
We can still no, we can still do it. I reckon we take the fucking cooker down there.
I'll put the apron on.
Yeah.
Have you got an apron?
Nah.
We might have to start making a lad's one. A lad's apron.
Yeah, but all he's allowed to wear is just an apron.
100%.
Nothing else. It's too hot otherwise. Big pinky with the fucking...
That's a whole lot of fucking... fucking hold me back. Stop.
Fill him up with some fucking Bundy rum straight off the fucking bar.
Yeah. But, she's got the full workout. Got some... we had a bit of a boys' weekend there the other week, me and the boys. So we got some OP rum, OP steaks.
Yep.
Which are like tomahawks, just with a big bone cut off them.
Put
them in the smoker, reverse seared them, and, finished them off on the big dog for... 2 minutes or whatever.
Yep.
They come out pretty good. So, yeah.
How do you like to cook your steak? As in, what's your final... Is it medium rare?
Medium rare, isn't it?
Medium rare and rest it.
Yeah.
If you rest it, all the blood and that drains out of it and no one knows. Oh, I've changed so many people from well-done steaks to a medium rare steak.
Absolutely. Yeah, well-done is just... Fuck it. Yeah. You just wrecking it.
Yeah, you ruin a good piece of steak.
And you've got to ask for medium well... medium rare, just so that you get, like medium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you ask for medium, you get fucking well done. Like, it's well done.
No, I don't like well done.
Nah.
Ain't nobody got time for
ain't,
that.
I'll do blue.
Oh, is that where you just sear the outside? Like
pretty much.
You just, touch the hot plate, you flick it over. It's like,
I had raw meat in Japan, but it was like it minced. And then it was done like with a heap of herbs and spices and shit like that. So that was really nice.
That'd be the go.
Yeah. So I don't know what it's called, but
I like it bleeding and whatnot, but raw or blue. Actually, you know what? You probably just need to cook me one and I'll go yeah or nah.
Oh, we'll blindfold you.
Yeah.
Do you know what else is good on steak?
We'll
go
well done, medium, rare. You
decide. I gotta decide guess, for which one it is. Yeah, fuck yeah. Yep. I'll do it.
Yep. And when you get it wrong, we hit you with a bat. Or something like that.
As long as I'm not getting anything pierced, I'm good for it.
Oh, you are not pierced.
The old jigger.
No ways. That's the go. Not only cooking you've been doing lately, you've been getting your eye in too.
Oh, yeah.
With what have you been up to?
Bought a little 22 LR for the boys.
Oh, nice.
So I've always been a shooter, but... when I moved to Queensland probably 11 years ago, I just kind of put them to the side because I didn't know anyone and it's all too hard and busy with work. So, now boys are old enough and they've asked a question. So I've gone and bought a nice little CZ22 and been getting stuck right into it. So,
nice. So, bit of air rifle action and a bit of 22?
Yeah, I got a couple of slug guns there already. So, the new 22 that everyone, she's a crowd favourite.
Yeah, and how good is it, like, teaching kids at a younger age how to be responsible with their own guns? It's so if they ever come around them
100%.
Eventually, like, when you're not there, they actually know what to do and how to be safe.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And then last week we went out on the weekend and showed the young fella how to clean it all properly and wipe it all down and put it back in the gun safe.
But just being that gun safe, that gun awareness,
around, it's massive.
Yeah. And, it soaks in pretty quick, but it's also the more they do it, the better they get at it.
Yeah.
Not only shooting, but also the gun safety side of it.
Yeah.
So that's a cracker.
Yeah, I'm on the lookout for another one because I've got another spot in the gun safe. So
yeah, mate. That was the first thing said to me when I got my gun license again. Was get a bigger safe than you actually need because, mine's full. She's about to overflow, so get a bigger one.
I think mine's 5, but you could probably fit a few more in there if you double stack them. So, but the missus is all above board with it. She's real fucked up. She's right-handed, but she shoots left. So I'm like, well, get your gun license and you get your own gun.
Yep.
And then we can have more.
Yep, 100%. So, I got to the point now where I'm actually buying guns for my kids because, yeah, like when that says, what's that one for? I said, oh, that one's for Holly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That one's for Jake. That's for you. That's my other kid that I've got in Dubbo somewhere. So.
Right. Nah, it's a good discipline, though.
Yeah. Yeah,
it is a good discipline, and it's gun awareness. It's, just...
Absolutely.
Responsibility.
They need to know what it's about. They need to be around it, as in like the only way to teach them is to be around it, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And especially with the 22, it's pretty cheap to run. I think it's like 12 cents a shot.
So. Oh, mate. They're cheap as, aren't they?
Yeah. So I bought a $60 target, spinning target, and took that out the other week, and that got a flogging.
Yeah.
Actually snapped the welds off it. So I took took it to work and got one of the fellas to weld it up for us and then realised that the other one's got a crack in it. So not long before that one comes flying off, but you can always fix them.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I like shooting. Should do it more. Want to do it more.
Well, we're going out this weekend.
Yeah, I've got the bug again.
You got the lads.
It's on.
Oh, it's addictive, eh?
Yeah. I think this
Get
weekend.
Get your kids into expensive hobbies and they got nothing for drugs.
Yeah. Can't afford drugs. I've got a fucking gun habit.
No, I'm looking forward to this weekend. Should be good. I got roasted the other day.
Did ya?
Yeah, fucking hell. I got roasted.
Who by?
I reckon we all do this. Like, I do it all the time, right? And it's a fucking joke. So when you go to a service station and you fill your car up, and while you're waiting, you pull your phone out, have a bit of a fucking browse. You're standing there doing fuck all. Well, the fucking cockhead that works at the fucking
Raj.
No, it wasn't at the Ampol. I'm just going to call it Ampol East.
Yep.
And if you know where that is, I in Boat Desert,
yep.
They can get fucked.
Also, did the big speaker thing.
Oh, yeah.
In front of everyone,
mate. Everyone was everywhere. Every Bowser's full. And then over the PA comes the guy on Bowser 3. Put your phone in your pocket.
Oh, mate, so it was Karen.
Fucking, I just went, are you serious? Yeah. Like, it ain't, what the fuck's the problem? Mm-hmm. What is actually the problem? It's been myth busted that it doesn't fucking
it's
do anything.
Tested.
Yeah, I actually don't see the signs anymore, the no mobile phone signs.
Yeah, it's on there with a fucking cross. Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have fucking done it.
But it's
you're
just,
in
it's
the fucking,
fucking
wrong.
It's
She's
a
in
joke.
The right. She's fucking probably going to ring him for a fuck.
But
off,
you look actually. At this, in the aeroplanes. You used to weren't able to use your mobile phone when you were sitting in the airplane.
Yep.
Now you can use the cunt whenever you want.
Yeah.
Do you know
hook
Wi-Fi,
it up to Wi-Fi. Yeah. It doesn't matter. You can still make phone calls on Wi-Fi.
Do you know what would be a good laugh? Get the old megaphone and sit at the servo and then tell everyone, you know, what everyone else does on the socials.
What do you mean?
Just sit you sit up behind the servo with the megaphone. They're like, right, a person in bay 3 pumps off.
Yeah.
Please move.
Please hang up your nozzle now, please.
Yeah, and then they move to the next bay and like, that one's also out of order.
Gotcha. But anyway, this Karen, she was just like, I looked over at her and she was staring at me and I just looked at her and went, you're a fucking idiot. Anyway, filled up my car. It was dead empty, so it took a while to fill up. And then before I walked in, I was having a chin wag because I was like, I was off them, you know. I'm just like, fuck, I'm going to talk to people now. You can get fucked.
Yeah.
So I took my time and then I walked in there and you know when you're like, am I going to say something or I'm not going to say something? I was like, anyway, so I walked in. I didn't say anything because I'm just not a fucking cockhead anyway. Anyway, so I walked in and I said, hey, good morning. And she's just like, yeah. And I was like, you're a fuckhead.
Yeah. Some people are just fucking Nazis. Like, you know, you got like a ute and you got a fucking jerry can in the back of the ute.
Yeah.
Fill it up in there.
Yeah.
I got fucking told to put it on the
ground.
You have to earth it out, put it on the ground.
Yeah.
And then pick it back up.
That's a joke.
That's fucking.
That is a joke.
Only happened to me once, but yeah, I don't do it anymore.
It's, and I'm going to go out on a limb here. It's because in America, their Bowsers, they can still use the, you know, our diesel ones, you can flick it. So auto.
It on.
Yep. Our Bowsers, you can't do that here except for diesels, right? The unleaded, you can't click it in. You have to physically hold it.
Yep.
So if you release your hand off it, it's not pouring any petrol.
You can fix that though.
Oh, can you?
The fuel cap.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha. But that's still going to keep shit going in. So the risk is when you go and go put your hand back on, the static electricity could cause a spark, which then could ignite it, right? Fuck me, you guys are off your fucking head. So anyway, They can go get fucked. I've filled up there a couple. And I've filled up there so many times. And every other servo, I'm just fucking got my phone out. I'm fucking scrolling.
No and worries. It's diesel though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's diesel.
Yeah. I leave my car running with the diesel. So.
Yeah, I've done that heaps of times. Fuck yeah. Especially on a hot day when the aircon, you want the aircon still running. Yep. And there's people in there, just leave the car running.
Yep. Trucks do it.
Yeah. I just make sure I turn my, if I, you know when your lights are on, oh, it's on auto, so the lights should be off anyway, but sometimes I have my lights on normal. I just make sure I turn the lights off so that they can't see the car still running. Fuck. But yeah.
That's a cheat code.
It's like security guards. They think they're fucking, got all the fucking, oh, this fuck.
If it's not called fuck off, I'll stand fucking.
Yeah, this fuckhead, we went into South Bank. You know the fucking... You know the beach, the pool in at South Bank where you go swimming? The security guard there, dead set, were wearing those tight, you know the tight skinny pants that people that...
Like leggings.
Like really tight. Stuff, yeah. Really tight. So it was like three sizes too small. It then made his ass like a Kardashian ass. It pushed his... He had this big fucking Kardashian ass sticking out. And then he had the tightest yellow fucking shirt on that had security written on the front. And he had all the bells and whistles, like as a security guard, and like there was fucking, I don't know, there was like a walkie-talkie, there was like a torch, there were all these little things. There was no tasers, you know, security guard. There was no tasers or nothing. But anyway, he would be walking along the pool edge, and he's not a lifeguard, he's just security. But he was doing things like, oh, you can't jump in here, boys and girls, you know, rah rah. He was telling the parents to pull them out and fucking do this and doing that. Anyway, he would walk along, and you know in the movies where they get the whole collar, collar? Yeah, they pull the collar up like they've got a... Hey, boys.
Special agent.
Special agent fucking... we've got a fucking code 3 over here, boys, girls.
Code 3 is a fucking turd in the pool, isn't it?
I don't know what it is, but he seriously was walking up and down, fucking doing the whole collar lift going, this cunt over here, fucking right. I'm like, you're a fuckhead.
Yep.
Oh!
See, that's got serial killer vibes.
The way he was dressed?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There'd be bodies in the fucking fridge.
Oh,
100%.
Dude, talking about bodies. I've just started watching...
Monster. Did you? Ed Gein. Fucking told, yeah.
I've done two episodes.
Yeah, how you going?
Oh, I love it. I'm into it.
Oh, it's good, mate. It's good. Till you get a little bit fucking...
But the way he does that... Have you seen The Monster? It's called Monster?
I'm a weak. I don't watch any TV.
Oh, dude, you need to get into Monster.
It's not good.
Oh, it's proper not good, eh? And like the first episode, it's like you're so far into it. It's like, wow, that happened already? I thought it might have been like episode four, but it's like...
Yeah, no. Yeah. Hold on. Hold on to your hat.
Jesus.
Yeah, she's nasty.
Yeah, no, that's the go.
Actually, you want to hear something else? I've got a good story for you. So we went to the Miner's Arms to have a few beers on the way home.
Where?
At Miner's Arm up at Torburn Lee.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So it's called a pub. So we went in there and they got titty girls in there.
Huh? What?
Titty girls. So,
proper?
Fucking, proper titty girls, yeah. Like fucking...
Wow. Mate,
which close pub? All the curtains.
Which pub has that these days?
Mate, titty
the
girls.
The Miner's Arms.
Miner's Arms. Mate. So, yeah, look, don't...
Well, you keep that on the down low too, don't you?
Don't break your neck to get there, boys.
Yeah, keep that on the down low.
She's a bit ordinary.
Oh, yeah, they look better with clothes
there
on.
There was the other times that I've went, because... You got to go to the titty girls, like you got to support.
Especially if they got raffles, meat trays.
Mate, I support single mums. Like fucking, look, you've got to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And get in there.
Yeah.
This Sheila, dead set, and I'm fucking not putting any fucking mayo. This is 100% fucking true.
Mm.
She had a Ouija board tattooed on her back as a tramp stamp.
A Ouija board.
A Ouija board. Yeah, the fucking...
Yeah, the fucking...
Have you ever had a go at a Ouija board?
Is that where you clean your clothes?
This is not a fucking joke or anything.
This is where you clean your clothes?
No, a Ouija board is where you fucking talk to the spirits and shit.
Oh, no. No.
But you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I do now. Board and shit.
Yeah, yeah. So she had that tattooed. Yeah, right.
As like a tramp stamp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. On the back there.
So it's like the G-string was fucking covering some of it.
It's a cum target.
Yeah, like I thought it was just something to read. Like I thought it was some sort of cryptic thing where like, you're sort of pounding away and just have a look at it and just going for it.
Yeah.
And so it got the better. I said, what is it? Like, fuck it. Is that a Ouija board? And she said, yeah, it's a Ouija board.
Oh.
I said, so how do you use it?
Yeah.
She said, well, I lay over the pool table and you put a shot glass on the letters and it moves. And I thought you filled the shot glass, but yeah, you don't apparently. So it's empty.
Uh-huh.
And I said, has anyone actually had a go at it? And she said, no, not really. Oh, my brother did.
Hey?
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah. Fucking, oh yeah, my brother did. But like she would, to read it, you'd be looking at almost half her ass.
Yeah, yeah.
But her brother's had a go at this Ouija board.
Oh, well.
Each to their own. But yeah, it was just, I'm just going, fuck, that's a unique tattoo.
Yeah. Do they fly them in and fly them out?
Those don't think so.
Like, are they just locals?
I think they were locals.
Oh,
I'm fucking getting. Oh. And the one before, so we had one, the last time I was up there, was, yeah, she had dreadlocks, so grey dreadlocks as well. And fucking, yeah,
yeah,
it's pretty ordinary.
And
this is how ordinary it was. So we had a busload of blokes fucking turn up. Older blokes, say 63, 60, I don't know, must have been a golf tour or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they've come in and had a few beers and old mates fucking grabbed $20 and stuck it in the little glass that she's got for tips.
Oh, yeah.
And she's pulled it out and give it back to him and fucking opened up like a little keenies.
Oh, he wanted, she wanted,
she wanted to put it in. And he gets it and just looks at it and sticks it back in the glass and fucking walks away.
Oh, that would have been so good.
Oh, mate, it was it was a good afternoon. Like,
I ain't touching any of there. Nah.
Look, yeah. No, look, and
well, crap, she jumped.
Had a good old yander or two, so she was... Yeah,
so it was only one. Normally there was two. Yeah,
yeah, the other one was really sad. She was walking around like she lost 50 cents.
Oh,
so she's just fucking she's got, walking, or a bastard on Father's Day. So
yeah, she's so. Got sure on.
Yeah, no, she was. Was yeah. a
is this a weekly thing that they do?
I think so.
Yeah, like a Thursday or a Tuesday or a.
No, it was a Thursday.
Normally a Thursday, eh?
Mm. It was Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday.
And raffle, raffles.
Yeah, we won no fucking raffles whatsoever. Nothing.
It's rigged.
Yep. 100% it is for the locals, sir.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Well, shout out to Miners Arms. Fucking get up there
and that's a dying breed, as in a dying thing that you see. I've not seen at a bar, as in a pub. I've not seen that for years. Yep. Years.
And that's 10 years. Like they come up and sort of get you drinks and that, but you just give them your credit card and they take it over and. Swipe
do
it
the
over
whole doot doot,
and, doot and bring your beer and life's good.
Good on them.
Yeah. So shout out to Titty Girls. Mate, and
they're making it work. You know.
Mm, just I've never seen a Ouija board tattoo.
No.
Call in, tell us the weirdest tattoo you've seen, and if it fucking beats that one, I'll give you a fucking hat.
Will ya?
Yeah.
Good.
Done.
Excellent. That's that's fucking good, man. One thing I wanted to talk to you about was. Yeah. I just saw something on your social media today.
Yes, you did.
So fucking run us through that. It's not happening either. But anyway, congratulations.
It is. So
first of all, congratulations.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Number 15.
Yeah. It took a while because 14 to 15 was dead. Like, yeah. It just wasn't
it's
happening.
It's been a while.
Yep.
But I tell you what, it's that number 15 backflip was a very successful, what do you call it? Like... wouldn't you do something as in like...
Face fucked him.
Well, yeah, you face fucked him, but the way you did it was bang on.
Yep.
Like your body position was good. Yep. If I was a scorer at the Olympics...
I even
where
took
you hold
thongs
up,
off.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yep.
But your body placement, your hip thrusting, your... just the time on the lap, like on his lap, the time in the time that you spent in his face was like, mate, I'm giving you a 9.5. Mm. Like, it was just bang on.
He was good. Like, he held me up.
Yeah.
Held me in position.
Yeah. It was a good one.
Yeah. So, if anyone doesn't know, I fucking can do a backflip.
Backflips. Yeah.
So, get onto our socials. Join
Absolutely.
Our group. Have a look at the backflip I can do. So,
yeah. That's another thing. We've got a private lads Facebook group. So, go to groups, search the lads, and you'll be able to find it.
But no, I'm retired. I'm done.
No, you're not.
No, 15 is it.
No, I'm done.
Because I will get punched in the nose
one day. I'm not taking the retirement.
I'm going to get fucking punched.
You know what's going to happen? In about 3 to 4 months, you'll forget that you're retired. You'll be at a pub or you'll be at somewhere and be just like, someone will say, Barney does backflips. And you'll be like, oh, one more.
Does he?
So really? I'm not accepting your retirement.
You're not.
You can throw it on the table. You can say you're retired.
It's
I know.
Mate, she's done.
I know deep down you're not retired.
You made me I was retiring at 10 and then I've done another 5 and that's it. So
you're not retiring.
And everyone's on to me now too. So.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It needs to be 3 or 4 months, or it needs to be where you go to a different location and rah, rah, rah. You can't keep doing them at camp.
Yeah.
Like, that's the fact. Yeah. It, you know, so it takes a while to get number 16 might take you another 4 months. But hey, it's worth it, because after I seen you do 15, 9.5, bruh.
That was a big
I've seen some shit backflips. That one was fucking awesome.
So that night at camp, I went, I'm not drinking. You're going to all get fucked. Like, I'm going to be responsible and going to have dinner. And I'm going back to my room. And
they're the biggest ones. End.
I literally got fucking picked up by two blokes and fucking dragged into a room and had beers with those blokes. And then they took me down to the fucking wet mess and said, you're going.
Oh, yeah, right.
And that was, yeah, the end of the night. And yeah, fucking, that was our second, it was our last night. So you got to play
up. Oh, yeah.
I just thought, I'm just going to relax. I'm going to go back to my room. No. So it's not me. It's everyone else.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like,
I am easily fucking led astray.
Well, I can't wait for this weekend, because you're going to turn one up. So is Pinky. Pinky's going to fucking...
Yep.
He's going to have a glow. And you're not driving, so we're going to pick you up, or we're going to make something happen so you're not driving.
Yeah, so I've got Jake and Holly are coming, so...
You got a driver?
Maybe Holly or Jake, one of those two will drive.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, cool.
So we can pick you up as well.
Yeah, righto.
Yeah, we'll make sure you're not driving. Yeah, so...
she's on then.
Oh, it's on. Fuck, it's on, bruh.
Rambo.
No. It's only once the guns are down, then we'll have a few tins.
Yeah, correct. Yep. It's responsible. Yep.
100%.
Responsibly redneckish. Did I say that?
I can't wait till fucking... I reckon 2 o'clock, maybe 3 o'clock for the fucking the final shoot, the time for ours, for our comp.
Nah, we're only getting out there at 3.
Are we?
Yeah.
What are we doing before that?
Oh, we've got a few things.
Have you? Yeah. Oh, fucking here we go. Right.
There's a few things. Oh. Hey, we're doing a vlog with Noah.
I just thought we were going fucking shooting.
Nah, we got a bit on.
Have you?
Bit on. We got a bit on.com. Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, no. Looking forward to that.
All right. I'm going to move on to part of it's getting on, so I'm going to move on to this.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The day it's a party animal joke on the day.
Woo! All right, so I actually got a joke sent into me. So I'm going to log on to my fucking... I've got to go, because it wasn't sent in through the normal channel. Here we go.
Yes, right
here we go. Hopefully this plays. I'll make sure my volume's up. Yep. Hopefully this is going to work.
How you going, lads? This is Bretto.
Hey, Bretto. I've
got a joke. This one's Bretto. For Barney.
Hey, yeah. Hey.
Barney, how many wings does a black rooster have?
Two.
Fucking hope you said two.
Mm-hmm.
How many legs does a black rooster have?
Two.
Yeah, two. How many beaks?
One.
Does a black rooster have?
Definitely one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, one.
Yeah.
How many whiskers does a white cat have? Well, I don't know. All I got from that is you know lots more about a black cock than a white pussy. All right, going for a double up.
Oh, we've got another one.
How do you get a fat chick into bed?
Roller.
Piece of cake.
Oh.
All right, gotta go, boy.
That's gold. I think I've heard that cock one before.
I did. But I didn't actually get it until it was sort of coming around. I went, yeah. Fucking, you know, more
thanks.
About.
Thanks, Bretto.
Cheers, bud.
Yeah, gotcha. That was a good one.
Yep.
How do you get a fat chick in bed?
Piece of cake.
Oh, God. I didn't see that one coming at all. You guys got any jokes? I got a couple.
I've got one, but I'll fuck it up, so I'm not going to do it.
Oh.
I've written mine out, so I don't fuck it.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Because I knew this would be coming.
Yeah, well, good.
Yeah. Bring it on.
You ready?
Yeah. Yep, go for it.
Right, eh? What do you...
You're already laughing? Must be fucking good.
Yeah, anyway. What do you call when someone's getting knocked back for a gender change?
I was knocked back for a gender change.
Transaction denied.
Oh, well played.
I'm fucking using that
well
one.
Well played. All right, I've got one for you. What does a sign on an out-of-business brothel say?
We're full.
Beat it, we're closed.
I like it.
All right, I got one more. You want another one?
Yeah, do it.
What's the difference between a hooker and a drug dealer?
Hooker can wash her crack and resell it.
Yeah, a hooker can wash her crack and go again. Yeah. Well done, Pinky. That's the go. All right, I've got...
How do you give a whore fucking land rights?
Say that again?
How do you give a whore land rights? Oh, no, that's different.
Are you sure? It sounds good.
I fucked that up.
Have you? Do you want to start again?
No.
I'll edit this out.
Actually, you're not fucking... You can't edit shit. We've never fucking edited anything. No, I fucked it up. I'm not telling that. So.
Next one.
Yeah. So, fine. But this is a shout out. So I want to do a couple of shout outs actually. So a shout out to Clint, who I work with all week. So
yeah.
This fucker is, he makes me want to be a better person. He's got the worst fucking jokes.
Has he?
And fucking puns. So fucking Clint, ring him with those fucking jokes.
Yeah. Fucking, and mate, fucking come on,
do
man.
It. So
come on, Clint.
Yeah, they'll all listen because they were there at the Ouija board girl.
Yeah.
So they're all waiting fucking to talk about that one. So
awesome.
But yeah, so.
Well, how does Clint do it again?
Jump on your voice recorder, record it, send it in to theladspoddy@gmail.com and we'll play it here. And if it's good enough and it makes us laugh, we'll give you a hat.
You'll get a prize.
Get a prize.
You get a big kiss from Barney.
Mm.
All right.
Did ya?
Here we go. Moving on. Word of the week. Word of the week. PBS Kids word of the week. I've got a word of the week.
This is where we almost get cancelled every time.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we normally. Yep,
fucking
yep,
hit me with it.
I'm getting some awesome feedback that the word of the week needs to continue as well.
Yep, right.
Word of the week. Now, both of you need to chime on this. So I'm going to tell you a word and I'm going to get two answers out of both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Abe Lincoln. So he used to be a president of the United States of America. Mm-hmm. Abe Lincoln. Okay, so that one word, what does that mean? Now, remember what our word of the week normally means.
Yeah, it's normally dirty, filthy.
Pretty dirty. So what is an Abe Lincoln?
I'm looking at Abe Lincoln shit. And I'm thinking like a big tall hat, the beard with no mo. I think it's a... I got no fucking idea.
Something to do with shit.
Oh, okay.
Have you had one? Have you had one before?
No, I haven't. No.
You haven't?
So, no. So Pinky's going the shit way.
Yeah, I reckon it'll be a...
Well, something. Give us something.
Something tall. Just
something tall. All right. The Abe Lincoln is to shave your pubes and put them in a bag. Then keep the bag and after ejaculating on a girl's face, pour the bag on her face to instantly giving her a beard. The Abe Lincoln.
Oh.
There you go. You were nearly on it.
Who
you,
the fuck comes up with
you
that
You were
shit?
Nearly on it. You said a beard without a mo.
Yep.
You were fucking so close.
I know. I normally am.
You know?
I've got a dirty mind.
When it comes out of your mouth, you just need to keep running with it.
Because
you're right there.
I think we need to do like sounds like fucking two syllables. Yeah. And fucking, yeah. That shit.
All right. So there's the Abe Lincoln. All right. Now... I'm not even going to even
and
try
And if anyone's
that.
Done it, fucking send in a cine photo. And,
you know who's done it?
Who?
Boots.
Boots?
I reckon Boots done it.
Oh, you reckon Boots has done it?
I'm going to give you a yell out right now, Boots. You need to fucking either clarify I'm correct or I'm wrong. Boots.
Yeah, Boots.
Boots is a dirty boy. Yeah, and I love him. Yeah. I fucking love him. Yeah.
So, my other shout outs. Are we done with jokes?
Yeah.
I want to give one more shout out to the Bo Desert aircon guy.
Oh, yes.
For putting the aircons in, mate, and fucking dealing with all my snakes that I didn't know I had.
Oh, mate, the snakes.
But yeah, he's done that. So if you need an aircon, fucking give him a ring.
Yep.
Really good. Fucking cleaned up. Fucking professional on time. So
excellent.
So if we need, and I think we need an aircon for here.
It's actually quite nice at the moment, but it is nighttime.
Fucking lovely.
That's why we do potties at nighttime.
We do.
That's why our 100th can't be in here.
No.
Because Kyle needs to fucking hook us up with an aircon. Yep. But it's an aircon, man. but we're going to be elsewhere anyway that we know of. 29th of November is the 100th. Listeners, fucking pencil it out. Come and have some beers with us.
If he's around, come and drink.
And if you're in the Scenic Rim area, it's very close to you. Very close. Well, actually, not just the Scenic Rim, even if you're in Logan.
I'm looking forward to going there.
Yeah.
Really, really looking forward to it.
You good?
Yep.
All right. I don't know, I've got a bit more, but I think we're getting close to nearly the end of the ep. So I think I've got a bit of motivation. Or do you want to just fucking finish it off? What do you got? Have you got anything?
Yeah, I've got a couple of little things. So I went for a ride with the wife. It took me
when?
Not 2-3 weekends ago. Did I talk about that on the last body?
Was that up to Noosa?
Yeah, so we went out to that was the one I was going to go with Tommy, but we didn't. So, oh yeah. So I don't know if I spoke about that or not, but we're also going on a couples ride now. So all the couples are going, and we're going down to Ballina.
Oh
yeah, not
like an overnighter.
Yeah, overnighter. So not this weekend, the weekend after. So yeah.
Oh nice.
Really looking forward to.
Do you and Nat have Bluetooth?
Yeah. So I found the other Bluetooth, so we'll have Bluetooth.
Yep.
We didn't on this ride, which was really nice. So it was very.
So you're going to be Bluetooth this time?
Peaceful. Yeah, we'll have Bluetooth, so we all talk to each other. So the girls can talk to each other, and so Ballina, we've got 4 bikes. I think we've got 1 Harley too, so that's coming down. So
good,
that'll be good.
When's that happening?
That will be next weekend.
Oh yeah,
the 22nd. So yeah, so I'll be doing that.
Very good.
Other than that, done.
You're good.
Yep.
Awesome. All right. Pinky, I'm going to, before we check out, you got anything else you got on your cards? Like,
nah.
You're just looking forward to this weekend with the
I can't wait for Friday.
The shooting vlog. Mm. Yeah, fuck yeah. It's Wednesday night. You guys listening, it's Thursday, so we'll drop this tomorrow. before we go, I want to play this, of course, because I've got a little bit of motivation, which just sinks in, I reckon. Here we go.
If you're going to do it. Do it.
Take the biggest fucking risks of your entire life right now.
You can't do it. Don't say you can do it. Don't overleverage yourself. Don't overleverage the decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing.
That feeling safe and comfortable is what you should always be looking for. That way of thinking in your 20s in particular, dead fucking wrong.
Don't waste your life. Set your goals high. Quit thinking about what's wrong. Start thinking what's right. Love a little more, hate a little less. You have no idea what you're capable of doing. Make up your mind today, you're going to figure it out.
If you're gonna...
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that is, isn't it?
That got me going simply because, when I was younger, I took a big chunk, I took a big bite and it worked for me, you know? Yep. Like, but then as you get older, you've got more responsibilities and you've got, kids and you've got this and that. Now, we're all in the old, we're not in the older generation, but we're like in the midlife, like us here on the podium, whatever you want to call us in the studio. But it doesn't stop you taking a big bite, If you've got something you want to achieve or chase.
Yep.
The only thing that's stopping you is yourself. You've got to get out of your way of your own self to go chase that, And it might be something small, it might be something big, but it struck with me because I've been doing a fair bit in the background, not just with this potty, but with life in general, and I've been seeing some fucking awesome results happening. Yep. And it all that it is a mindset of me going, fucking do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
And it's been working.
Yep.
So anyone that's out there that's listening that's like, I don't know, you're fucking in a rut or whatever, the only thing that's stopping you is yourself. So just think about what you want or what you need or what you want to chase or what interests you or what's your hobbies and just go get it. Yeah. Take little steps. Don't do anything silly within.
Yeah, you don't have to overcapitalize to do stuff. So you can go out and give it a go.
Just take that first step and then chase it. And then the most... rewarding thing is when you're consistent at something, and it might be just something small, but you're consistently doing it. After a little while, you start seeing these tiny little results, and then you're just like, okay, well, fuck, 3 weeks ago, I started this thing, and now look at me. Wow, this is fucking awesome. And if you just keep that momentum going, it's like what they say, it takes 2 weeks to start a habit, but it also takes 2 weeks to stop a habit.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that's really, really hit me in the last sort of couple of months. It's like you break one thing and you start another, or like I said, just take those little steps. And
it's been consistent.
Being consistent. Consistency.
You keep on walking, you're going to get somewhere.
Absolutely.
So that's one step in front of each other. Just keep on doing
it. Yep. You know, we've all got kids and we've all got, you know, responsibilities and all that sort of stuff. And you know, getting home at the end of the day and saying, I've got no time to do this. There's always time to do something. And it might only be a 5-minute thing or it might be a 2-hour thing. Doesn't matter what it is. But if you're passionate about it, you'll find time for it and you'll make it happen.
Don't be comfortable.
Yeah. And just chase it. Yep. Because you only live once, like we always keep saying. So that one there got me going. I'm just like, you know what, I'm playing it because it's fucking awesome.
Like it. Well done, mate. And I appreciate all the hard work that you actually put into the potty and all the stuff that you do behind the scenes.
Oh, mate, it's a team effort here at the lads' potty.
Well, I don't do any of that sort of stuff, but you actually, that's all on you. So
No, it's all good. It's all good. It's happening. So I'm seeing some, you know, well, talk about the potty. We're seeing some good numbers.
Yeah.
You know, it's just consistency. I started doing some reels again on the socials and it, you know, we're seeing some numbers. We're seeing growth here.
It's the people that I've met.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Since doing this, it's the people that we've met, the stories. And these are the people that you'd never have met before.
Absolutely not. No. And there's a few sniffs getting around for later. Oh, yeah, for later, which I won't say on air here. But anyway, it's just amazing that if you really want something, it's not hard. Yep. You just go out and do just a little bit of time. It's consistency. And that will make things change. Yep. So. Whether it's going to the gym, whether it's chasing a dream, whether it's buying the next motorbike, whether it's getting a new job, doesn't matter what it is. Just if you're in a rut and you don't like what you're doing right now, just...
Only you can change it.
Just start changing something.
Until you actually change it, it's not going to happen.
It's fucking fantastic. All right, well, that's about it for us today. We are a shout out to anyone that... thank you very much for our Patreon subscribers. You're going to get an awesome vlog out of this coming weekend. It might be available in about 2 or 3 weeks. Noah's going to make his magic happen. It'll probably happen pretty quickly.
Thanks, baby boy.
So there will be another vlog come out before we hit the end of the year anyway, which is going to be a shooting one. I've got a few ideas that I'm going to run past you in the next few weeks about the next one. Our Shopify account is nearly online, so anyone listening to this right now and you want a hat or a shirt, we are so fucking close.
Stubby coolers.
So fucking close. So that's going to be awesome. Otherwise, what else we got? That's about it.
Nothing.
And we're going to go out and get on it.
I've got the next 4 days off, so I'm fucking cheering.
That's what you're doing. So have you got any plans?
Yeah, Datsun.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm actually going down to the shed tomorrow. I'm going to put the handbrake back in it. It's going into the mechanics on Friday to get that oil leak done. And then hopefully she should be on the road before Christmas.
Excellent.
There you go. I'm going to make myself accountable. I'm going to make sure it's registered by Christmas.
Oh, yeah. And I want to do something with it, as in like a lad's...
Yeah, we'll go and do a...
like a bit cruise. Of a car. Yeah. Like a booze cruise.
Yeah,
booze
there's plenty of people out there that listen to us that are into cars and stuff like that too.
Absolutely. Well, what we should do, brainstorm right now, is we do a cruise day in the scenic rim where we do a bit of a pub crawl in the start at the Walton, the Bowie, Dugan Dan, Alfred Hotel, Rath Downey, back home. Like
I'm gonna have to get a driver.
Absolutely. So anyway, that's something that we should up.
100%. Let's make that up
as a bit of a cruise day. In the scenic rim area. All right. That's cool. Pinky, thanks for joining us again.
No worries. Thanks for having
us. Thanks for the videos. You're doing an awesome job. Keep it going, man, because you're getting some fucking good numbers on your... Anyone that wants to jump on your page, the Pink Bits, Cooking with Pink Bits.
Yeah, that's it.
How do they find you?
Instagram.
And Cooking with Pink Bits.
That's it.
Yeah, with the cooking. And you also do another thing, which is the Unreal Knobs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty flat out does. With that.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
And the stickers and the number plates. The number plates are great that you do, so.
Yeah. I don't really want to put it out there. I'm busy enough.
You got a bit going on.
Yeah.
But anyone that loves their cooking, Pinky cooks with a cat cooker, which is an excavator. So jump on his socials, like, subscribe, fucking share him around, because the more shares that we get for you, yep, mate, you're just going to blow up.
Yeah, do whatever you reckon.
Mm.
If you like it.
Oh, and also, if you've got a suggestion for Pinky and his cat cooker, just fucking DM him. Yeah. Fucking send him in.
So send him in.
I want to see some fucking garlic prawns or something.
Yeah, well, that can be arranged.
Fuck yeah. Easy. Sounds good. Righto. I'm the stiff man. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
See you, bye.
I'm Pink Bits. Bye.
Whoa. Come on. Let's go. I don't know what comes in, but I couldn't care less. I refuse to be stressed. There's no fear in my chest. Hit a pull for my steps. Walk away from the pain I've been through. This feeling I've been in is brand new. This is the moment I break through.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.